Information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this is the time of the day that I normally tell you what's on at Parkway Cinema, and my computer just went down. So let me give you great advice, something you should be doing anyway. Click on to AcadianaCinema.com and go on to Parkway Cinema. You can do this any time of the day and find out what's playing, what time they're playing, all the different movies, get previews of it. It gets you all the information you need. Some great movies waiting on you at Parkway Cinema. Ryan Robinson is in tomorrow on the Open Line program. He's from the Sinlaw Report. And I should point out that in addition to Ryan, Paul Johnson's in this morning at 8:05 on the No Hostage Report. My friend and the executive director of the Sabine River Authority, Warren Founds, is in with us this morning. Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Let me turn your mic up a little. Lake level, I guess, kind of where you want it. There's been a lot of water coming in.
Ted, we've had that last rain brought us up to, we're a little above 171 and a half right now. So this would typically be a February. Our lake level that we shoot for, target level, is 169. So we've been generating probably for the past 3 or 4 weeks with both units 24/7 trying to pull some water off of the reservoir. So, we've done a lot of studies, and certainly we have all the history to back it up, what the average inflows are. So on average, a February inflow would be somewhere around 500,000 and 600,000 acre feet. And Ted, to give you an idea, that's if you take the 180,000 acre feet that you say Toledo Bend is, mm-hmm. So you can kind of do the math real quick in your head. You say, it's about 2.5 feet. I said, that's right. That's what we came up, 2.5 feet. So we got probably close to 600,000 acre feet.
So does generation still generate the kind of money the old days that it did or not?
I would tell you it's less money. I would tell you that we have a very good contract.
Okay.
But it's for per megawatt hour, Ted, to give you an idea from 50, the first original 50-year contract, which ended, I guess now, seven years ago. At the end of that contract, we got about $45 a megawatt hour.
Okay.
All right, so then we did a 5-year contract, and in that contract, they paid us for a certain number of them, kind of a break-even, that I would say we got a subsidized rate. We got a really good rate for a certain number. And then once we got to that number, then we took what they call the node price, whatever the going price was. So and we did well with that 5-year contract. Our current contract takes that the magic number in that 5-year contract was 166,000 megawatt hours. Our magic number now is only 80,000. So we get a very good rate for 80,000. And the difference, I'm so glad you asked this question. It's been on my mind. But the difference in this new contract, even in my office the other day, said, well, we have to generate. We have to give those megawatt hours. I said, no, we don't have to. Our contract allows us to sell to them at a very good rate. It's 80,000 megawatt hours. It's spread out over the whole year. And in fact, 2 months, we typically have low inflows. So our ability to historically generate in October and November is not very good. So that we didn't call for any generation in October and November. So they spread these numbers out. And Ted, it comes 5 days a week. 16 hours a day. So with that spread out, we have the ability to sell for a good rate. So if we can, if we have the water and we can generate that, we get the full amount. It's about $60 per megawatt hour. So, I mean, it's a pretty good jump from our other contract. But if we don't have the money, I mean, if we don't have the water to generate, say we're at 168, we're not allowed to generate below 168. They can go buy that power. Well, if they can buy it for $30, they still pay us $30. So we get the difference between the two of them. So that's kind of a guaranteed deal. So we don't have to generate. It makes better business sense to generate. Mm-hmm. I want to get the full, if there's a, you know, I want to get the full cookie. And if $60 is full cookie, yeah, I want us to be able to give some water to get the full $60. But if we don't have it, we can still get the 30. Well, that's kind of normally what happens, but you can catch a, this winter storm we had, the price for per megawatt hour might have been $90. So we would have owed them $30. And we have a way that we bank our pluses and minuses.
So all the rain is good, right?
All the rain is good. Okay. So you'd ask if the contracts, I think the contracts are good. I think we've got a good contract.
How long is the contract for?
This one is now for 11 years.
Okay.
So we're into our second year right
okay,
now.
Okay, so you got some time.
That's right. So I think it's, you know, we've got a good contract. The problem is they pay us that good rate for a lot less hours. So what kind of our break even was about $9 million. Now, if we could sell all what they call for in the contract, there's some issues with it, but it's about $5 million, $5 or $6 million. So it's not quite as good, but I think we're, you know, as long as we get average inflows and everything, it's like any other business. If you have the product and you can sell it,
yeah,
you're going to make some money. So I think we'll do fine.
So it's a primary.
I don't think we'll have the big, you know, we've had years where we might have made close to 18. When I say we, Texas and Louisiana might have made close to $20 million in a year. Well, that's a, you know, you can both, if you both can bank $4 or $5 million, and you know, I mean, that works good. But we've also had years where we didn't make it. So we each put up $1 million.
So do you primarily pay for the operations of the River Authority with generation?
About 50%.
Okay.
A little over 50%. But and I would tell you, when you say the operations, that's how we figure all of our operations. That doesn't include, I would tell you that some of these big capital projects all came from being frugal, but watching what you're doing with your money, but also from really good years of generation.
So like,
water sales are certainly a big thing, and we the water sales and the sulfur area, we get a certain percentage of that comes back up to Toledo Bend, because the Toledo Bend makes water sales down the river reliable.
Okay.
You know, we've got the big tub of water up here, so if the river, you know, you get into a drought situation and the river doesn't have very much inflow, we can release water periodically to keep the river up. So we both, Texas and Louisiana, both have diversion canals that we sell water out of. So part of that comes up here. But yeah, it's a, the powerhouse has been, and I guess it will continue to be, you know, about 50% of the revenue that it takes to operate Toledo Bend every year.
So like the millions of dollars from the golf course, that's generated from surplus money that you've saved?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I think that was...
So there's no tax money involved in that.
Ours
in anything that River Authority does.
That's right. All of ours is self-generated. We're a self-funded agency. So, you know, we have water sales out of Toledo Bend. We have water sales down south that we... The board had proportioned when they divided up, said, well, this portion should go to Toledo Bend to help maintain Toledo Bend and maintain your, you know, it's like the water tank of a water system. Manny's water system wouldn't be very good if it didn't have water tanks, you know, that if something happened to the pumps, you'd have plenty of water there. So I guess
you got people every morning looking at lake levels, looking at
absolutely
operations.
7 days a week.
Wow.
So our engineer is Alan Fulton. Alan's just got his professional license. It takes about 5 years to get it after you graduate. And so every day, and he's got a counterpart on the Texas side. His name's Andrew Belignet, and Andrew's a little bit older and has been involved with reservoir operations through a private company. Andrew worked for Freeze and Nichols. Freeze and Nichols were was our consultant engineers for a year time and maintained dam safety and all that. So we've got two really good guys there. But, yes, every morning when they get up, and even, you know, in the night if it's raining, they've got several things. Certainly you and I were just talking about computers. They can go to their computer and they can check all the gauges all the way up. They can see if Longview's getting water. So, well, if Longview's getting water, we know probably in about a day and a half to 2 days, we're going to start getting water. It's going to start coming into the reservoir. They can look downstream and see, you know, what's going on. They can look at the flows. There's a gauge at Logansport. So we would know instantaneously how much water is coming in.
Sounds like it's organized chaos.
Well, it is because, you know, the rain gauge that's on Salida Bend is at our office at the dam.
Yeah.
So, you know, it may be pouring right here in Manny and even at our office at Pendleton Bridge. And I, you know, called down the dam and said, you know, check, say, Alan, how much rain did we get? I said, what rain? We're not getting any rain. But if you have a storm, and this is what, you know, makes these, when you kind of like the perfect storm in 2016 when we had so much water. But if you have a storm that comes up from the south coming north and it comes right up Sabine River, well, it's filling the river and all of the basin down, you know, and they've got the same thing. Stuff is trying to get into Sabine River to go down. Well, if it comes up on Toledo Bend and gets at the dam and then comes up to the bridge and goes all the way up to Logansport, and then if it veers to the west and goes over Longview and out towards Dallas, we're going to catch, you know, all of that water is going to come. And that's certainly kind of what happened in 16 when you get so much water that you can't hold it and you have to spill it.
Warren Founds, Executive Director of River Authority, our guest this morning. You know, I've talked to you about broadline services each day, and I encourage you to call Tim or Juanita. If you want to call him, you can call him at 318-652-1215. You can go online to broadlines.org, but they pretty well can do anything in the house, whether it's completely reconstructing your bathroom or putting new countertops on or new appliances. Go out and see the folks. They're across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab. They can take care of all of your needs. See them today.
Campbell Monument Company opened their business in Provençal, Louisiana in 1965 and is locally owned and family operated. Customer satisfaction is a top priority. Whether you need a monument, a bronze memorial, or mausoleum, we know what these stones mean to you. We also offer a full line of cremation memorials. As a member of the American Institute of Commemorative Art, we're pleased to offer you work you'll love, and all final dates are included at no extra cost. We serve all the northern and central Louisiana areas. Call us at 318-472-6160. Check us out on Facebook or CampbellMonumentCompany.com.
Is your old ice chest ready for retirement? Why not replace it with a high-performance cooler by Yeti? Head over to Nichols and check out our great line of Yeti coolers. Yeti coolers are built to be indestructible and keep ice solid for days. Nichols also stocks plenty of Yeti beverage containers, tumblers, Yeti coolers, and Yeti totes. Perfect for camping, fishing, parties, and picnics. You won't go wrong with Yeti coolers, tumblers, and accessories. Get yours now at your local Nichols store.
Hi there, I'm Chris James, a student at Northwestern State University. Transferring to NSU last year was one of the best decisions I ever made. I'm majoring in communication, arts, and new media, and the hands-on experience here is amazing. From covering live events with ESPN Plus to working on NSU TV News, the student newspaper, yearbook, and even our on-campus radio station. This place has it all. Want to know more? Head over to nsu.la/explore and start your journey today.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget Ryan Robinson tomorrow and Paul Johnson coming up at 8:05 this morning. I want to talk to you about my friends at Nichols. Nichols is in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. Been there over 100 years, and let me tell you, they've got something for everybody in the family. Whether it's sporting items, clothing, redecorating, you name it, they've got it. It's a unique store. Stop by and see them today. Warren Founds, Executive Director of Sabine River Authority, our guest this morning. So, Alan Seabock spoke to, I forget the name of the group down the lake, Association, Lake, whoever they are.
Toledo Bend Lake Association.
And I thought he made a really smart statement, and I'm paraphrasing for him now, but pretty well, it's not a point of talking about water sales, because that's a long way down the road, yet we had people calling in this week saying, oh, the River Authority is getting ready to sell all the water out of the lake. How do you stop all these rumors that have no validity to them, that tomorrow they're going to take, the lake can dry it out? Is that possible?
I don't know that you can ever stop them. I mean, the people that are worried about lake levels on Toledo Bend, they're always going to worry about it. So, and I think that I've always said that I don't think it's that they're in opposition to us trying to operate the reservoir and make the funds to operate the reservoir. They're worried about that 168.
Yeah.
They don't want the lake level to go low. So Ted, in all of our explanations of trying to figure out how you would do a water sale of any kind of size, we've done all the numbers trying to figure it on. How do you stay above 168? What could you do? And certainly, I certainly believe that. You know, you've talked to me enough to know that I believe that we could do that.
Yeah.
Can we do it 100% of the time? You can't do it during a drought.
But you can't do it 100% of the time selling the electricity either.
That's exactly right. So, and I want to back up. You'd asked me about, do we have, you know, about the power sales, and we kind of talked up. The big difference, Ted, is the first 50 years, the two authorities together paid $50,000 for insurance and $100,000 towards the maintenance and operation. So that's $150,000 a year for the first 50 years. Well, you can imagine back 7 or 8 years ago, $150,000 didn't go too far. So 5 years ago when the first contract ended, or 7 years ago when the first contract ended, immediately the power companies didn't want to renew. But when they did finally renew with the help of some help from the Public Service Commission, they said, okay, well, we're not footing the bill on this. You're going to pay for the insurance, which is now about $1.7 million, and you're going to pay for the maintenance and operation, which is close to the same number. So you'd ask about the difference. I would tell you that our contract from 5 years ago, the last year we got close to $45 a megawatt hour. Last year, I mean, the 5 year deal, it worked out about $36 a megawatt hour, but if you take the total megawatt, you know, we have some we get a higher price for, and some we're getting just the node price for. So, but the addition is we took on about $3 million, the two authorities together, in expenses that we had not had. So, yeah, if we have that average year, if we're making $8 million and we thought we both were going to get $4 million, now we both are going to get $2.5 million. We're not going to get $4 million because we totally operate. Toledo Bend River Authority, the Sabine River Authority, Texas and Louisiana employees that operate the powerhouse now. It's not It's not Entergy or Clico or anybody operating a powerhouse. It's our employees. And then we sell to the NextEra, but it goes into the MISO grid, which all the power companies are going into the MISO grid here. So that's the big difference is, and we've got that $3 million liability whether we generate power or not. Sure. So in a drought, we're still going to pay the insurance, yeah, and we're still going to pay the maintenance.
So let me ask a question. Let's say that you granted a contract today to sell water to, say, Dallas. How soon would it be before you actually have water coming out of the lake?
What I've been told is it's going to be 10 years.
Okay.
So at least 10 years.
And I should point out, there's no contract even being considered.
There is. Certainly, I'm not going to say there hadn't been discussion because we had a letter of intent to work with a group that's been, well, there's a proposal, somebody does want to buy it. I would tell you today, Louisiana doesn't know if they want to sell water or not.
Well, because you got it so freaking complicated that it makes it, you got to have all the police juries on board. I mean, it's almost impossible.
We've got all the police juries. You've got the Senate and House Committee on Natural Resources. You got the Louisiana Water Resource Commission and the governor. So part of all this has been, I have been in meetings in Baton Rouge saying, could we please at least, if you don't want to do this at all, that's one thing, but if there's a way we can do it, could you please clarify it? Because we thought that we were trying to put a sale together to propose to all of them. You know, nothing's in concrete. There is no deal. There was and still is a proposal from somebody. Right now, our board would have to approve moving forward with anything. I will tell you this, there's nothing on the agenda tomorrow to approve a water sale or disapprove or whatever.
Water sales on Toledo Bend Lake reminds me of a heart surgeon right before he does heart surgery going out and getting 10 people off the street and saying, "You want to assist me?" That's like high selling water sales. Warren Founds with us this morning. I want to talk to you about something that is an exact science. The nursing program at Northwestern State University. The best in the state, maybe the best in the nation. And you live close to that nursing program. If you want to become a nurse, Northwestern State program is on the fast track to get you there and guaranteed a job when you finish up. I want to learn more about the nursing program at Northwestern? Well, go online and find out more about Northwestern, Northwestern State University.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you that if it's time for that eye exam, Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, they are the headquarters for that eye exam, and they're in 15 locations in Louisiana. Can you believe that? 15 locations. And they include Winfield, Leesville, Natchitoches, and Alexandria. 318-487-2020. Just call for more information or to set up an appointment. Or go to laeyeandlaser.com. If it deals with the eye, they can take care of it. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. We're running out of time real fast, so let me run a couple things by you real fast. Any development on the project at Toledo Town where they cleared all the land?
I have not seen any more movement. I know the owner every now and then will get out there on his tractor and grade it all out and smooth all the ruts out. But I haven't heard. I say I haven't heard. I think there's talk of trying to get the water situation better out in the Toledo Town area. But relative to him, I haven't heard, you know, anything on the street, or I haven't heard whether they're moving forward or not.
Have you stopped by Best Stop?
I have. That's really nice.
Amazing little place, and it's amazing how well it's done there.
Yeah.
Which shows that there is room for businesses that are sought-after business, because I was talking to the owner, and there's so many people from South Louisiana that come up that want things I've never heard of, like cow tongue. I've never heard of such a thing. But they love it, and got some good gumbo and things like that. There's room for development on Toledo Bend Lake.
It is. And again, Ted, you know, we've watched this for the years. You think how many years back there wasn't hardly anything out there. There was Glenn Carver's gas station, yeah, and that was about it. And then finally one restaurant. What do you think of the different restaurants that we've got? We've got a hardware store. We've got...
Well, I was told recently that someone had purchased some property, putting in a big wine shop out there close to the lake and things. And
well, there were several tracks right along that deal with Best Stop that different people have bought, and there's a driveway at the very end, and I've seen the couple's name. I don't know them, but I know that they at least put the driveway in there. They have plans of doing something on this track of land. So I think there's things still going. And Ted, I look at the development inside Manny, and I think that a big part of getting a Taco Bell or whatever it is that's come new that comes to Manny is like the traffic that you have. You know how much traffic we have that starts Thursday afternoon and then you get, and Friday the boats and trailers coming in, certainly this time of the year. And I've said this year after year, you know, you can make the at Toledo Town there at the corner of 191 Highway 6 in December, you probably won't see a boat. It's rare to see a boat sitting there at the gas station, you know. And in January, by the middle of January, you'll see one or two boats. And now, you know, when it gets into February, there's more and more, there's half a dozen. Now it'll fill up.
Sandy and I were having lunch at Fisherman's Galley, always a great place to have lunch. And I was talking to some people down there, and they were from Searcy, Arkansas. And that's when it was so cold, and they were down white perch fishing. I said, how long are you staying? They said, a week. And think about how much money they generate in a
week. That's right.
And they're in there buying meals, there's three of them. And I'm sure they go to the local stores and maybe even have a guide service. So apparently the way they were fishing, they did not have a guide service. But lots of things going on.
Well, certainly, you know, our parks, and we talk about this all the time, that the season used to, it would kind of start in March, and it would go through the summer, and then and when it got so hot in August, it would die back down, and by September, October, it was, you know, it wasn't that much. Well, we're in talking with girls in the office yesterday, realizing that our December traffic, that we're getting people that want to stay in the park just during the holidays with the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
So it's helped our park, but the season's getting longer and longer. So.
Got to go. Warren Fowles with us. Warren, thanks for sharing your time.
Thank you, Ted.
See you guys tomorrow.
Touched me now.